Are you prepared for your retirement years? How much do you know about Social Security, Medicare, investing, and other things related to retirement? Are you going to have enough money to live without working? Well, keep listening to find out more.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to Blue Skies and Green Pastures. I wanted to let you know that if you find my pace of speaking to be too slow for your liking, most podcast apps have a speed selection so you can speed up my voice so I can talk faster, or you can slow it way down if you need to. So just check out your app and even if you're listening on a computer, most of them have a speed adjustment. Because I know that I do tend to talk kind of slow compared to today's young kids who seem to talk really fast and I can barely understand them. So anyway, today I wanted to talk about a few things related to middle age. And actually, I don't even know if 58 is considered middle age. It's definitely on the late end of that. So, you know, I'm going through some stuff in my life right now that I'm wondering if I doubt that I'm the only one. And one is I've discovered that I had a lot of wrong ideas about Social Security and Medicare and just pretty much life in general. And this is no one's fault but my own, with a caveat. The caveat is I should have made sure that what I believed was correct, because I got some impressions based on just looking around, and I wasn't looking that closely. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't do my homework. And I had a lot of assumptions about Social Security that are just not true. And so I'm going to go over those first. And the first one is that I assumed wrongly that everyone got Social Security when they were, 65. That was the number I had in my head. Well, now I know that age is actually getting pushed back further and further. And currently, for me to collect Social Security, well, I don't even qualify. But for my husband to collect his full amount would be at age 67. But, like I just said, I don't even qualify because I've been a stay-home mom. And before that, I only worked part-time. So I have what is called credits. I have 38 out of 40 credits, and I still need two more credits before I qualify. But here's which I'm going to try to get by getting some kind of a job. But another thing I did not know about Social Security is I just assumed that it was like kind of a set amount, and so it would be enough. You know, it would be a decent amount for everyone, but that's not true. It's based on how much money you made working. And maybe you think everybody knows that, but I didn't know this. I naively assumed that it was like a program to take care of old people, but that's not what it is. It's money that you earn at your job, and they put it into an account and they give it back to you later. They take it out of your check and they give it back to you later. So I guess I kind of should have known that, but over the years I just got this idea that Social Security is something for all old people, but it's really not. It's only old people who worked a lot as adults. So I'm finding this is a problem with a lot of the women I know who are also full-time stay-at-home mothers, is they didn't qualify, or they don't qualify, or if they had some kind of part-time job, they probably didn't make enough money to, you know, get very much as a Social Security check. Now, as a married woman, you do get some money based on how much your husband gets, but my husband is not getting very much. So I'm gonna get even less than he gets. So between the two of us, it's not gonna be enough money to live on. And so this is just something that I was mistaken about. And I feel like kids today, young people today, a lot of them are doing gig economy, or they're working off the books or whatever. They don't understand how retirement works. And another problem is that I thought Medicare was something that I didn't really know anything about Medicare. Well, now I know that Medicare is something that you are required to sign up for. It comes out of your Social Security check. And not only that, it's not like Medicaid. Medicaid is for poor people. And it is only for very poor people. It does not pay for everything, okay? So Medicare, you still have to pay for that. And in our case, the premium is actually more than we are currently paying for our health insurance, because we have a really cheap policy through the marketplace. So, you know, this is not just about my finances. This is about a lot of people who are in the same boat. And that is the boat of they never made a lot of money, and they're not going to be able to survive on Social Security. They're literally going to have to work until they die unless somebody else, you know, gives them money, maybe a child or something or whatever. They're not going to survive on Social Security. And that is because a lot of people do not have pensions. Now, a lot of people do have pensions. And what is a pension? A pension is if you worked at a corporation or a union job or a government job in many states, you had money taken out of your check that went into basically a retirement account, and you'll get that money in checks at retirement age, and that will be in addition to your Social Security. Well, my husband never had a job like that, and neither did I. So we have no pension, we have no retirement account, because my husband has been self-employed for almost all of his life. He's been a mechanic working for a man who pays him as self-employed. So we made the mistake of not having enough money to set aside. We didn't start our own 401k or whatever it's called, IRA, and we didn't know anything. We were totally financially illiterate. We didn't know anything about investing, and we just lived with this magical thinking that somehow it's all going to work out. And it is true that it has. We have survived in this manner for our whole marriage. We have survived. But now that we're getting older and my husband is, you know, not as physically able as he used to be, he's ready to retire as soon as he can, and that's not going to be possible. So I'm, you know, I'm speaking to people who are in this boat. Well, actually, I'm speaking to young people, and unfortunately, probably not that many young people listen to my podcast. But I think that our education system has failed our young people, and I hope that nowadays maybe it's different. But the thing is, people need children, you know, not children, what do you want to call them? Young adults need to know that as soon as they start working full-time after high school or after college, they need to get that retirement money going into a bank account and never touch it. And they need to investigate it, research it, make sure they're not going to lose half of it to fees, so that by the time they retire, their check is much smaller than they thought it was going to be. Because that is also a possibility that I've read about, is that people thinking that they were going to get a lot of money in it, either because of some recessionary downturn in the market or because of really high fees, their checks were a lot less than they expected. So, you know, investing carries a risk, and people need to be educated on this. I think it should be a required subject in high school before you graduate, maybe even in like ninth grade, because a lot of people quit school. Kids need to know, look, no one's going to take care of you. The government is not going to take care of you, because I think that today's young people have this sense of, I don't know, fantasy of entitlement, and I guess I did too, that somehow somebody's going to take care of me. And obviously I'm blessed that I have a husband and I've made it this far, but I don't think it's the same for girls or boys today. They have to learn that they need some skills that they can sell on the job market, or they need some entrepreneurial skills. They need to know that they're going to have to earn money to survive. And I feel like the media is, social media is really, really pushing this idea to young people today that they should not have to work for such low wages, and that they should just quit their jobs. And that's not going to help them out in the long run. They need to learn that we don't live in a communist society. No one's going to take care of you. You have to work. And if you don't have the skills to get paid well, then you need to get more skills, and you need to get education, and you need to work hard, and you need to climb the ladder like everyone else. You can't just go straight to being the CEO. There's just so much. And then there's another problem, and that is that inflation, our economy is so overheated with everything being way more expensive than it used to be, that these kids they feel hopeless. And that's not their fault. That part is our government's fault. But the problem is, the government's probably not going to fix that. They caused the problem, and they seem to not think it's a problem. So kids today need to learn, no one's going to take care of you, and you can't trust the government to take care of the economy. So you need to learn about economics and investing and banking, and do everything you can for your financial security. And I don't see that happening. I mean, I'm trying to tell my kids now, look, don't be like me and Dad and just think that magical thinking is going to take care of you in your old age. No. You need to learn what you need to do, and you need to do it. You need to stop spending every paycheck that you make, and you need to set aside a certain amount every paycheck for your retirement, and you need to not touch it, and you need to not get into credit card debt, and you need to learn how to shop around and make sure that you're getting the best deal on things like insurance and interest rates on, you know, mortgage loans and things like that. They need to learn how to use money wisely. And like, just like rich people do. So I'm talking to people who didn't learn these things from their parents, because their parents didn't know them. So it's the magical thinking. You just think, well, it'll be okay. And I feel like as a Christian, some of that is true, because we call it faith. And faith has gotten me through a lot of tough situations. In other words, God. God has intervened and provided for us when, you know, we were in a bad way. And I feel like that will continue to be the case. And God's going to take care of us, and he's going to provide me some kind of an income. You know, I'm going to find a job or whatever. I've actually applied at a couple of jobs today on Indeed that are remote positions that I can work from home, so I can still take care of my handicapped daughter and be available for my mother, who is also having serious health concerns and may need a caregiver within the next year or less. So, you know, all of us have to make decisions as adults, and being an adult is a big responsibility. And I feel like our culture is lying to teenagers and also withholding important information. And I think the government's doing that on purpose, because they're trying to create this socialist society in which there's like this upper class of rich people, and then there's a bunch of people underneath that are dependent on the government to survive. And, you know, that's not America. That's not the America that was founded on freedom and hard work and personal responsibility. And, you know, I'm taking responsibility right now for not planning ahead. I made big mistakes, and I should have done better, but I really did have magical thinking. Oh, I'm just going to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of kids, and everything's going to be great. Well, turns out that my kids aren't all that happy, and we were poor all those years. We were very poor because I was a stay-at-home mom. You know, I mean, I don't regret it, but I wish I would have found a way to work part-time, or my husband would have had a second job or something. Or we should have just like lived on less money, and we should have put money in the bank, even though we did not have a lot of money. We should have learned how to invest, or at least start some kind of savings account. And, you know, it's not too late. I'm going to earn those credits. I'm going to get the Social Security. You know, I only need two more credits, which I can get this year if I can just earn like $3,500 at a job, which isn't that much. So it'll work out. I trust that God's going to show me the way. I just wanted to do a little podcast because I feel like this is an important issue, and it's not one that I heard much about because people are too busy talking about ridiculous woke issues that are non-issues, that shouldn't be issues that have been created. And, you know, on a side issue, I mean a side topic, let's talk about critical theory for a minute. Critical theory plays a part in this problem, because by teaching college kids and high school kids too, and now probably middle school and elementary school kids, that anyone who has power is automatically oppressing them, they are not going to be able to be good employees. They are going to go in to their first job with a sense of entitlement that is going to make it hard for them to do a good job. And I'm seeing that left and right. And I know adults like this too. They don't think, I mean, my friend has a business and she can't get employees who actually come to work and do their job. And these are people like in their 30s. They call in sick, they don't show up, they you know, only work half a day. It's ridiculous. The work ethic is just dead in these young people. And then we have old people that are still working full time, working their butts off until they die. So we have to turn this around. But if colleges have their way, they're going to turn America into a communist country. And if the greedy multinational corporations and insurance companies and bankers have their way, they're going to turn us all into, you know, a feudal society. So, you know, we have to get back to America the way it used to be. So anyway, that's what I think. So I hope that you will speak to your kids and your grandkids and ask them how much they know, what they believe, and what they understand about retirement and the future. And ask them, are they saving up, and are they set up on their employee plan, or do they have their own 401k or IRA or whatever? Ask them if they understand that the government is not going to take care of them in their old age. And if they already learned these things, good for them. But if not, they really need to learn them. And I think we all should be speaking out about this problem. Among other problems, such as the fact that most people think that the government is going to take care of them in one way or the other, and it's just not true. For example, there's an increase in lawlessness, and by that I mean people not actually going to jail when they commit crimes. So I think that's a really bad sign for America. If crime is going to go unpunished, then we are no longer going to be safe. So just another sign of the times. So start saving up your money, say your prayers, and yes, keep the faith, because ultimately God is in control, but that doesn't mean that we just do nothing. So thanks for listening to Blue Skies and Green Pastures.